Multiplexing more than 24 or 30 digital voice channels is called higher order multiplexing. Higher order multiplexing is accomplished by multiplexing the standard TDM frames. For example, a European 120 channel TDM frame is formed by multiplexing four standard 30 channel TDM frames. At each higher order multiplex, four TDM frames from the immediate lower order are combined, creating multiplexes with a bandwidth of N 64 kbits, where N equals 120, 480, 1920, etc. Telecommunication systems. There are three types of synchronous TDM: T1 SONET / SDH and ISDN. Flesser-Kronos Digital Hierarchy, PDH, was developed as a standard for multiplexing higher-order frames. PDH created larger number of channels by multiplexing the standard European 30-channel TDM frames. This solution worked for a while, however, PDH suffered from several inherent drawbacks, which ultimately resulted in the development of the Synchronous Digital Hierarchy, SDH. The requirements which drove the development of SDH were these: be synchronous, all clocks in the system must align with a reference clock; be service-oriented, SDH must route traffic from end exchange to end exchange without worrying the exchanges in between, where the bandwidth can be reserved at a fixed level for a fixed period of time; allow frames of any size to be removed or inserted into an SD frame of any size; easily manageable with the capability of transferring management data across links; provide high level of recovery from faults; provide high data rates by multiplexing any size frame limited only by technology; give reduced bitrate errors. SDH has become the primary transmission protocol in most PSTN networks. It was developed to allow streams 1.544 Mbits and above to be multiplexed in order to create larger SDH frames known as Synchronous Transport Modules, STM. The STM1 frame consists of smaller streams that are multiplexed to create a 155.52 Mbits frame. SDH can also multiplex packet-based frames, example Ethernet, PPP, and ATM. While SDH is considered to be a transmission protocol, layer 1 in the OSI reference model, it also performs some switching functions, as stated in the third bullet point requirement listed above. The most common SDH network functions are these: SDH cross-connect. The SDH cross-connect is the SDH version of a time-space-time cross-point switch. It connects any channel on any of its inputs to any channel on any of its outputs. The ST cross-connects is used in transit exchanges where all outputs and inputs are connected to other exchanges. The SDH add-drop multiplexer ADM can add or remove any multiplexed frame down to 1.544 Mbit. Below this level, standard TDM can be performed. SDH ADMs can also perform the task of an SDH cross-connect and are used in end exchanges where the channels from subscribers are connected to the core PSTN network. SDH network functions are connected using high-speed optic fiber. Optic fiber uses light pulses to transmit data and is therefore extremely fast. Modern optic fiber transmission makes use of wavelength division multiplexing, WDM, where signals transmitted across the fiber are transmitted at different wavelengths, creating additional channel for transmission. This increases the speed and capacity of the link, which in turn reduces both unit and total costs. Statistical time division multiplexing. Statistical time division multiplexing, STDM, is an advanced version of TDM in which both the address of the terminal and the data itself are transmitted together for better routing. Using STDM allows bandwidth to be split over one line. Many college and corporate campuses use this type of TDM to distribute bandwidth. On a 10 Mbit line entering a network, STDM can be used to provide 178 terminals with a dedicated 56K connection. 178 multiplied by 56K equals 9.96 MB. A more common use, however, is to only grant the bandwidth when that much is needed. STDM does not reserve a time slot for each terminal. Rather, it assigns a lot when the terminal is required data to be sent or received. In its primary form, TDM is used for circuit mode, communication with a fixed number of channels and constant bandwidth per channel. Bandwidth reservation distinguishes time division multiplexing from statistical multiplexing, such as statistical time division multiplexing. In pure TDM, the time slots are recurrent in a fixed order and pre-allocated to the channels rather than scheduled on a packet-by-packet basis. In dynamic TDMA, a scheduling algorithm dynamically reserves a variable number of time slots in each frame to variable bitrate data streams. Dynamic TDMA is used in HyperLAN/2 dynamic synchronous transfer mode IEEE 802.16A. Asynchronous time division multiplexing ATDM is an alternative nomenclature in which STDM designates synchronous time division multiplexing, the older method that uses fixed time slots.